Jason Halloway leaned back into his chair, stretching slightly. He was happy that he managed to accomplish and clear his workload for the day. Clearly, his decision to leave the twins in his assistant's hands was a sound one. They hadn't bothered or called for him at any point of the day, well aside from the first hour. But that had been expected, as they were in a new environment. Yes, it was a good day. Now he just had to bring them home, hopefully have an uneventful bath, dinner, and a fuss-free bedtime.
"Janice, please get the twins ready. I'll be going off in 10 minutes, he said into the intercom as he packed.
Silence greeted him. He frowned. Janice, his assistant, was always prompt in acknowledging him.
"Janice?"
Mr. Halloway, she finally said, but her voice was extremely strained. "A few more minutes, please. I have to, change them."
"Do you need any help with them? They can be quite a handful," he offered, wanting to feel them in his arms.
It was a surprise to find that he was missing them, even though he had only had them for a few weeks. He was then shocked when Janice sputtered in response. A frown furrowing his brows, he knew he had a reputation for being cold and stern, but they were his children, and he'd found out that he liked being a hands-on father, entirely different from his parents.
No need for that, sir. I have to go now. I'll bring them to you in a minute, she said hurriedly and disconnected.
A sense of foreboding started in his chest, but he waited. Janice had assured him that she would be able to take care of them. He could trust her. She hadn't proved him wrong in the past. Surely his children were in good hands. It had been 30 minutes, and his patience was starting to fray. Actually, it had frayed within 10 minutes, and now he was ready to snap. He was second-guessing his assistant. Even if the twins were being difficult, it shouldn't take that long to change them. Deciding to get to the bottom of this, he left his office and was greeted with an empty desk. Not surprised, he continued to the main office and was greeted with chaos. All of his employees were on their hands and knees looking under chairs and tables. It would have been amusing but not worth mentioning if they weren't calling his children's names. Were they looking for them? Processing that implication, he naturally came to the following conclusion. They were missing.
Mr. Halloway,
one of the female workers cried loudly. Everyone stopped and looked at him with arrested expressions, one that morphed into guilt. All of them hurriedly stood and rushed to their desks, contriving to look busy.
Mr. Halloway, I can explain, Janice said, running toward him.
Her beautiful face was red, and her dark gray eyes were darting about, never settling on him. His sense of foreboding grew.
Where are my children, and how long have they been missing? He asked coldly.
He knew bringing them to work had been a bad idea, but there was no one else available, and he trusted his assistant. He didn't want to leave them with someone he hadn't vetted, either. His blood ran cold. Did their mother take them? Surely not. She had dropped them into his arms like hot potatoes and left with no explanation 3 months ago. She'd even signed the contract stating she gives up her parental rights. The last he heard of her, she was in Paris, and that was 3 hours ago. She wouldn't have had time to arrange a kidnapping in such a short time. So it definitely wasn't her, which just left his incompetent assistant.
Actually, sir, it's my fault, one of the female workers said nervously, joining Janice.
He recognized her. She was one of Janice's best friends in the office. Another joined them, still another of Janice's friends.
Janice had to photocopy and mail an important document and left the babies with Aubrey and me, which was about 2 hours ago.
We have neighboring cubicles, so we thought it'd be easier for us to look after them than Janice, since, you know, two are better than one and all that.
That still doesn't answer the question, he said slowly, his anger reaching a boiling point.
They didn't appear to be responsible enough to take on the care of his children. Slim and beautiful, yes, but not responsible.